the kituna to Veirav, and Rashi in the Ran says Bechedah Shabes Medrash. He met him up in his private room in the Beis Medrash, and he wanted him to be matur and eder. So what he did was Omad, he stood up Yechidi by himself or Balaylan at night time, and he was matur and eder. So he said clearly that's talocha, that Yechachem has a right to be matur in the Dorim even at night time. So yes, Rav Taka said it, and it's Taka true. Omar Rabba says, Omar Rab Nachman, Halacha, what's Halacha? Nish'olin, Nidorim, Oymeid, Yechidi, Uvalayla. It's Taka true that a Chacham could be Matur and Eder, even though he's standing, even though he's a Yochid, he's by himself, he's a Mumcha, and even at night time. Over Shabbos, he could also be Matur and Nidorim on Shabbos if the Neder pertains to Shabbos. Over Kraven, even though he's your Korav, he's your relative, even though it's possible to be a dying, but for Torah Sadorim it's good. Even if there was enough time really before Shabbos to be matir your neder, but for some reason you did not go to the Chacham to be matir the neder, the law is you're allowed to be matir the dorim still on Shabbos, if the neder pertains to Shabbos. Now, Omer, is it true that you're allowed to stand up and be matir the dorim? For a time you learned like this, Yorid Rabbi Gamliel went off Minachamor from his donkey, Vinisatev, and he put on his talis, Vyoshev, and he sat down, Vihitala Nidroi, and he was matter the nether. So the Khuri, here you see clearly Rabbi Gamliel holds that you're not allowed to stand up to be matter the Durham. That's why he was asked how to get off his chamor and sit down and really be Mayan. So you see a Chochum when he's matter the Durham, he has to be sitting down. So is it true that we just said you can stand up? Tumar says, Rabbi Gamliel, sovereign will holds Shalom what the Gerus is. So, Peschin, Rabbi Gamliel, sovereign, Peschin b'charvata. That Rabbi Gamliel holds that when you make a neder, a Torah Sadorim, you have to be posech b'charvata. So, Shalom how your Gerus is. Sometimes it should be Gerus the other way around. That Rabbi Gamliel, sovereign, ain't Peschin b'charvata. That's a better girsa. The Gamliel says you can't be matur in the dorim with a charot alone. So that's the svar here. If you hold, you need a pesach. You can't just say the person feels bad. We have to find a pesach that something went wrong. Then that takes Ian. You have to think into it. Then you can't stand up, but you have to sit down. But if you hold, you can be matur in the dorim like we had before, just with charot alone. If just the fact the person feels dead alone, that's enough to be matan the dorim, then even if you're standing up, you don't have to be ma'ay and think into it that much. You could do an easy job even standing up.
All right, turn over.
Yeah, so let's see, the Ram will fix up the girsis. So how a girsis is again, that Rabbi Gamliel Sava, Peschim Charota Mikara, making the dorim binan. O boyi yunei. According to Gamliel, you have to be oikir, take away the neder mikara, and therefore, boy, you have to think into it. If the Chacham has to think into it, then he has to sit down while he's being matur and dorim. Uboy yuni, ahochi yoshiv. That's why he sat down. But Rav Nachman Sover ain't paischim mecharota. The afilu miyamed. Even though you're standing up, also that's good. So it sounds like this. Okay, Gassimim. But Gamliel Sover ain't paischim mecharota. You can't just say you feel bad, but you have to find a Pesach. You have to find some situation to tell him. Like if you would have known this and this would happen, would have you still made the nether? And if he says, no, I would have never made it, that's called a Pesach. So for that, you have to think down into it. So therefore, Gamliel was Yorad Menachem Rav Yoshev, he sat down. No, you don't need a Pesach. It's enough just that the person feels bad. Even if you're standing up. That's the Ran's Girsa. The Ran says, Lepirishkein Rashi Zar Perik Hadar. Rashi in Masech Tevin doesn't learn like this. Chos Rashi Mazal Vidan the Kaimalon. Poiskim Charota. We all, you could be matter with Charota alone. Sev so, Kiva de Mikora de Milsa. Poiskim Charota Vloy Boy Vloy Vina Nyoshev Hafilo Nisharet. We honor Tzrich and Lach Tzrach of Sochim Lahatiroi Leboi Yeshiv. The Chivon Diyika Dina Moimeid Soiv Dina Moimeid. So we should write it to the time they any way McCain. He just said that even since Mikra Din Charot alone is enough. So therefore, the dying could be matan nedarim even though he's standing up. Now, even in the case where the person doesn't have real charotim ikara, so then you have to find the Pesach, still the lach is the dying could be standing up. Since mikra, then he could be standing up, even in cases when he has to think into it, still there's a lot of stand up. That's what the Rashba says. But that's the shayla of the kitza. If you need be, and if you have to think into it, while you be matan nedarim or not. Samara says, So Rav said to Rav Nachman, Chozi mar, haim rabbonim, do you see these rabbonim, they also minarova, they came from Eretz Yisrael, the Yorman, they said like this, is the kikulei rabbonim, the rabbonim needed like lebrei de Ravuna, baravin, they needed him to be mounted the neder, for shola nidroi, and the matter is neder. So Ram says, Chozi marutzum rabbon de komar, the marova amri shanoi der chaitu. That they said, oh, whoever makes a neder is a chayta. For Yarmulah, and they said like this, Zilu boy rachmi al nafshecho tichatois. That even after they were matter the neder, when somebody came to be matter the neder, after they were matter the neder, they told the person that made the neder, you should know, you did a chet. They told the person, you should know, Zilu boy rachmi al nafshecho tichatois. Go, like, do tshuva, because you did a chet. The Tony Rav Dimi learned, Ach for the Rav Safra, the brother of Rav Safra, that Kol HaNoidu, whoever makes Nedorim, Ach HaPishu Mekayimai, even though you Mekayim, you do, you listen to your Neder, still, Nikra Chayta, you call the Chayta. So that's what he wrote to, he told the person, even though you made your Neder, you should know, you call the Chayta, go and do Tshuva. Oh, my Rav Zvid, Zvid said, Mikra, where's the Pasuk? The Pasuk is, V'chisechta Lindor, Lo'yiv B'chochet, if you stop making the Dorim, then you won't have any chet. Holoichodalto, mashmi, if you do not stop making the Dorim, then ikh chet, then you will have a chet. Even though you mekayim your neder. But still, it's not a good thing to make the Dorim, it's called a chet. Tanya will learn like this. Hoim el yishter, somebody says to his wife, that kol nedorim shetiduri. All the Dorim that you're going to make. Efshi shetiduri. I don't want you to make the nether. Iefsha shetiduri. Is ain't the nether. That's not called the nether. One of these, the husband said one of these things. Lo yom haklum. That's not a good lashon. If the husband tells his wife that called the dorm shetiduri, any nether you make, Iefsha shetiduri, I don't want you to make the nether. Or else if the husband says, ain't the nether, this is not a nether, lo yom haklum. That's not the lashon you have to say. But, or else the husband says, Yofi Yosisa, that you did good, for Yen Kamoischa, nobody's like you, for Yenloi Nodato Midrecha, Ani, Tavar of Kayamim. But the husband says, these Lashonis, here we see the husband means to say that he likes the Nedar, he's saying he did a good job by making these Nedarim, then we see the husband wants the Nedarim, that's called a good Hakama. So he answers like this, Tanya, Layoim Arad Alishtoi, Bishabis, Mufalachi, no. Before the one says, Tanya Imala Ishtoi, Acha Shenodra, after she made a nether, that called Nadorim Shetaduri, Yefsha Shetaduri, and Rasonia Shetina Dereus, Mikan Vielich, Afagav the Mashmer Milsei, the Mad Nodra Ad Hashta Nichalei, even though we hear that the nether she made until now he likes, Homakayim Lula Nidrei, Shenodra Ad Asha Filoachi, Luyama Klum, Shain Zakoma. Whereas here the Shaila is the Mekayim the Neder that she already made. In other words, your wife already made a Neder, and you heard about it. And now you tell her like this, you tell her that all the Nedarim you're going to make from now on, I don't want. So that should be Mashma, though, that the Neder that you already made, I do want. That's not called a good Akama. V'ilu rotzakakach l'ofra v'yam shemiya rishoi. If the husband changes his mind later, he wants to be made for the Neder, he could be made for it. The mom of the husband says, Lo yofar sis, you did good. Kishin adat in the dharma lolu. Inarmad yomalo, ain't kamoischa, inarmad yomalo, and lo inadat animad recha, devorb kayamin. To kolhani lishni akama mashma. All these lishonis mashma clearly, the husband wants to akama. Well, the fee pier is there, kula brisa bakama. According to this pshat, oh, Bryce is talking about, does the husband mean to make akama, or doesn't he mean to make akama? Throughout the lishna, the reish lemashm lemahani bo, fahani lishna the seif lemahani bo. Hulai perush lagasina bach vray sein ze nedeli al maklum lishne nenele al mashma. But some of verse a little bit different. The raim al yishtu ben adorim shavru. He yefshe tzuri kloima. He yefshe behem. And now with yom lein ze nedeli al maklum. The bafara loshen nefurish boy. They learn like the pshat we said before. That the Mora means to say, is the nether she already made? The husband tells her, I don't like that nether. I don't want you to make the nether. That means nothing. Because when a husband could be made for the nedarim, he has to say it, Beloshin Mufalacha. V'chikatani kol nedarim sh'taduri, osin b'mokim avar, hu shenar d'koma. So that's the chish of this Gemara then. That when you're made for nedarim, the husband has to say, Beloshin, I'm made for your nedarim. Mashenkin by Hakoma, there you don't have to say the Dafkud Loshinov, I'm being the kind of nether. As long as we hear clearly the husband wants the nether to stay, he says you did a good job, I'm happy what you did, that's called a good Hakoma. That's the Chiddush of this Gemara. So when the husband is made for the Nedarim, it has to be with Loshin of Afara. But to make kind of it, that's enough as long as we hear that you're Nicha with the nether. Alright, we'll stop here. We hold the fine zayin on a base. Two dots. First one, big lines. Morris says, "Lo yoymar odim liyishter b'shabbos." A person should not say on Shabbos to his wife, "Mufalachi, vatalachi, kederach shayim alav b'chil." It's the same lashon you say in the middle of the weekday when a husband wants to be made for his wife's nedarim. He should not say the same lashon on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you should say a little bit different of a lashon. A person means tam. Since you could change the lashon, it's an Indian to change it. Like, show that today's Shabbos, you're saying a little bit differently. Elo, rather, what should you say? Elo, emelo, tali v'achli. Tali, you should say. Because if she made a neder not to eat and not to drink, the husband should tell her today on Shabbos, you can go and eat, you can go and drink. V'ya neder bota me'elav. And the neder will be bota by itself. But you don't have to say out clearly, me'felachi, or bota lachi, but make some type of a shinui on Shabbos. Now, this Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yechanan v'tzorech sheyevato b'livoy." Even though you say this lashon on Shabbos of tali v'achli tali yoshesi, still in your heart you should say the lashon of meifelcho. In your heart you should be mevatelit. Zeran says, "The afagav the yomelot tali v'achli." Even though you spoke out today on Shabbos that you could go and eat, you could go and drink, still tzorech sheyoma b'livoy sheyei neder botel. In your heart, though, you have to speak this out, like think in your heart that you want the nether to be bottled. So even though you spoke it out, but since you didn't say such a good lashon, in your heart you should say, think of a better lashon. Tanya will learn like this. Be'shamay umrim. Be'shabbos mevato b'liboy. On Shabbos, you could be mevato b'liboy, like we just had. Question is, even though you say to leave yachli, still in your heart you should be mevato with a good lashon. Be'choyol, moitzi besvasov. But in the weekday, though, you're supposed to speak it out clearly, that either mufalachi or botalachi, then you should speak it out clearly, in the weekday. Just on Shabbos, as kavod Shabbos, say a different type of a lashon. Beis Hillel says, though, that echad ze v'echad ze, whether it's on Shabbos, or whether it's on the weekday, in both cases, mevato b'liboy, you could make a vittel in your heart, v'yein tzorach loitzi b'svosav. You don't have to speak it out clearly with your mouth. So the Ram speaks out that it doesn't mean, according to Beis Hillel, that you can be made for in your heart, b'liboy. But rather means like the same case we just said. If a person, even in the middle of the weekday, speaks out and tells his wife, t'li v'yachli, t'li yishasi, if she made a neder not to eat or not to drink, if you tell her you can go and eat, you can go and drink, so that's what you spoke out, that's enough if you also have hafara b'liboy. If in your heart you speak out the real lashon of a bota l'cho, or else mufalacho. That's where the Ran comes out. Because really, just believe alone, we come out, it's not enough. It's not a good just to have it in your heart. You have to say something out. So that's the terrorist. And here we're talking about that he spoke out. He spoke out and said, Tli v'yachli, Tli yishasi. You told her that. Just that by itself is not enough. So believe, but it's enough if you finish it off in your heart and think that you really mean to be made for it. But if you only say hafara b'leiv, that's no good. That's the Gemara later that says the hafara b'leiv is lo mahanya, doesn't help.
So here that Pesilu says you can be made for Beliboy means like we're learning that you spoke out something. You told her outright, Talivi Achli, Talia Shasi. So that's a type of a Dibur. And then if you finish it off Beliboy in your heart, you think, to say a real Botulacho or Mufulacho, then it's good. Omer Rav Yechon, Yechon says that Chochom Sh'oma Beloshen Baal. If the Chochom, when he comes to be Matar and Eder, he tells the person Mufulacho, or else Ubal, a husband, when he speaks to his wife, Shoma Beloshen Chochom, he tells his wife that I want to be Matar your Neder, he doesn't say the Loshen of Haforah, but rather he says I want to be Matar the Neder, you should know Loya Maklum, it doesn't help. As each one has their Loshen, a husband has to say Mufulacho, because Mufulacho means that we're stopping it from now onwards, not from before. And a chacham, he has to say a matarit or a moikah the neder, because the chacham takes off the neder meikara from before. So each one has to have his lashon. The husband has to say mufulacho, and the chacham has to say mutulacho. If they change it around, though, they're not yotze. The Tanya will learn like this. It says zehadover. It says in the parasha of Nedarim, zehadover, this is the way it's supposed to be. So we darshan that it means ha chacham matir. V'ein bal matir, that a chacham, when he's mat in the dorm, he's allowed to say mutalacha, mutalacha, mutalacha. But not a husband. A husband cannot tell his wife, matalacha, matalacha. And why? Sheyocha, because really I would have thought not like that. Sheyocha, really I would think, ma chacham shein nefer. Ma ducha tamu chacham, when he comes to be mat in the dorm. He cannot say lashon of hafara, he can't say mufalacha, rather matir. All he could do is just to be matir, he has to say mutalacha. Since so, I would think that Baal, a husband by his wife, shemefer, that he has the power even just to say mefalacha. So husband could say mefalacha. So maybe einer din, isn't it a svar, isn't it like a kavachoyma, shematir, that the husband should also be able to say a lashon of mutalacha, mutalacha. Hey, just like the chacham can say mutlacha, shouldn't it be a svara that if the husband could also say mufulacha, shouldn't it be a svara he could also say the word mutlacha? That should also be enough to be matter his wife's nedarim. And this we say no, Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says,